Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, so we're still at the Cyberpunk 2077 lounge
here. We're hiding
here.
In this back of this room where it feels like we're in some cyberpunk bar where we shouldn't be, and some guys are going to come in and shoot down the place.
Gotta watch our back.
But we gotta see the preview of this game first before we actually...
So you haven't seen it yet?
No.
Oh, I'm super curious to hear what you have to say.
You already saw it?
Yes. Okay. I'm not going to say nothing.
Okay, yeah.
Spoiler's free.
I just asked him, I was like, how long is the gameplay? I need to know. And there was like, it's all live. So that was my first thing, because I don't like it when it's pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. I like it when it's live, because I want things to happen.
It's live.
Yeah. I want things wrong to happen, things that like go wrong. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite part.
Well, we got to do introduction, because we just started talking. Introduce yourselves to people that are listening.
My name is Paola Alejandra. I do, I guess you can call me like a hybrid in the industry. I do esports hosting. I host for stuff. I've worked with everybody. Facebook, Twitter, Twitch. If you see esports, if you're an esports fan, you'll probably see my face. I just wrapped up Fortnite not too long ago.
Awesome.
And just having
interesting
fun.
Because when I met you, it was like we were going back and forth on Twitter.
When 100
you were
years
not
ago?
You were not doing no esports stuff at that time.
I was not. I actually wanted to be I wanted to have a podcast. That was, and we had a very successful podcast called the GGWP, and it had a bunch of like amazing people from the industry. We had Bonnie Ross on there. Yeah. We had a bunch of fun stuff, but it's a labor of love, as you know. It's not the easiest of, things to do.
Not easy.
But it was a one-man show or one-woman show, and I just was like, okay, well, what else can I do? And I was like, well, let me get on camera. But I was very intimidated. I didn't think that people hired, Latinas on camera. Everyone that I always saw was like blonde, blue-eyed, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I was just like, I could never relate to any of these people. So I got scouted at GDC out of all places, and someone was like, you should meet our agent. And then, it turned into me hosting an event for ESL and then hosting another event for them, and that ended up being Halo 5 in Germany. And then my career has been kind of nonstop, like in the esports scene, which has been an incredible ride.
I think we need more Latinos in gaming in general.
Of course.
So I'm happy that you're doing your thing.
Yeah.
Because we need to make that change. We can't just be from the outside and complain. But once we're in, we gotta make some changes and also give opportunities for other people,
I'm
happy about that.
Yeah, no, I'm actually part of the Women in Esports, so there's a mentorship program. So I actually mentor young ladies who want to come into the scene, and whether it's in esports, on camera stuff. So my whole thing now is like, I've gotten so many opportunities. Now I just feel like that's the way to do it, is paying it forward. So I have people always messaging me like, how do I get into this? What do I do? And I'm like, just get started. Just do whatever, play the games, post it online, let people like watch you, listen to you. That's where you start. Wow.
So my question, I know we're here at E3. Have you got to see anything else?
This is my first day on the show floor, which is weird because it's the last day.
The last day.
But I was hosting for Clash Royale, for the Clash Royale League. So I was busy all week doing that for OGN. And then, it was a little different.
At least you got to watch any of the The press conferences?
Yeah, yeah. I was,
or video trailers?
Yeah, I was watching while I was in hair and makeup and squealing. But I did get to go to the first day press. So I went to Xbox.
Oh, you went to... Oh, so you were there.
So
okay.
I went... Yes, I
what's
was...
What's the thing? What's the thing?
I mean, I'm a huge Xbox fan. I'm a little biased. Okay. I think they stole the show. I think last year's presser was a great way for them to kind of like... pull ahead in terms of, I think, a presentation mm-hmm. and just to show off like what they are offering in terms of a service for, you know, Xbox and of mm-hmm. course their hardware, but mainly just to like bring their community together. I think they're very community focused, and I think that's like that's what wins at the end of the day, like yeah. because that's how you get people. And I thought I, you know, it was really disappointing that, you know, Sony had changed that direction, and then now Sony's kind of was like ghosted E3,
yeah.
and
it feels kind of weird this year. You know, I've yeah. been coming in now for like 14 years, and
yeah, this is my 10th E3, so I ain't got 14 years.
No, but still,
yeah,
even with 10 years, you come here and you notice that PlayStation's not here. You could tell. It's this weird vibe because before, EA was here.
Yeah,
Activision had a huge booth. Like it was different.
Yeah.
But you could notice not having PlayStation here hurts, like, big
really?
Time.
Really? Yeah. I feel like this is something that happens. Like, I don't think you have to see the bigger picture, right? Trends change. Technology changes things. Those companies, those situations are going to come back. Activision will be back because this is a hub and this is, like, the foundation of, you know, where everyone can come all yeah. over the world. And it's going to change because the trends change, right? Like, everyone's very influencer-focused. So they're going to do things off-site to cater to influencers and media and stuff like that. And, of course, like, we're here in, like, this tiny little room, like, upstairs. Most people don't even know that these little areas exist.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
kind of like if you're in press or media or even an influencer, you would only know. But mm-hmm. I think it's something that's temporary. I think, like, EA and all of them, I think I have a big feeling Sony's going to come back next year because I think people... you know, are being like, well, yeah. there's no point in buying a PlayStation because yep. I want that new shiny thing for the holidays. So, mm-hmm.
So all right. So the press conference you went to.
Yes.
What was the game that surprised you the most or you got excited once it was announced?
Oh, I'm a little biased, man. Halo and Gears are definitely up mm-hmm. there. And of course, Cyberpunk. But Gears only being because I get to host for them in Mexico City, which is they have one of the biggest Latin communities in Gears Esports. And just to see how strong their presentation was gives me a lot of hope for the esports scene for Gears 5. So that's really exciting. And, of course, seeing Halo. Yeah. No, I mean, getting those feels like we were all screaming together. And it was just great.
It feels like they're taking it back to like the original
we're
Halo
going back
this.
To the roots, man. And yeah. then offering like high processor mm-hmm. type of consoles. You know, they're working with AMD. And yeah. that's, I think, a great partnership because that allows these like high-powered, you know, consoles, and mm-hmm. that's going to put, I think, a lot of heat on everybody else.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited. I'm excited for the future. Next year is going to be really cool. Early 2020, so many games. I don't know what to play. Look, it's Watch Dogs, Cyberpunk. I know there's other ones too. I think Phantasy Star Online comes out early next year. It's a lot. I'm
yeah.
excited.
I feel like it's the age of open world RPG type of titles coming
yeah.
through. I think like 2 years ago we had a lot of you know, FPSs, third person shooter type of games and big titles. But I think this time around, you know, you're going to see those open world. I think everyone's ready for like some open world stuff.
Yeah, something.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely. So mention your Twitter or so if
oh,
people
sure.
want to follow you anything. Cause
yeah.
I think they were going to put music here and people.
Oh, yeah,
people
yeah. It's going to about to get crazy. Yeah, I got crowded really quick in here.
Very quick.
Yeah, it's Pancake Pow. You can find me on all the social platforms. And yeah.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
All right, keep it up.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.